Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A bold target of expanding nuclear power capacity from the current 8.8 gigawatts to 100 gigawatts by 2047, that is what India has just announced, marking an over 11-fold increase in its nuclear power generation. What makes this significant is that this ambitious goal is supported by a new legal foundation, the Shanti Act, which was passed by Parliament in late 2025. This act, full form Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India, replaces two key pieces of legislation, the Atomic Energy Act of 1962 and the Civil Liability for Nuclear Damage Act of 2010. Crucially, the Shanti Act allows, for the first time, private Indian companies to enter the nuclear power sector, though it's worth noting that this does not include foreign direct investment. But why does this matter? It matters because it signifies a major shift in India's approach to nuclear energy, aiming to unlock private sector participation to achieve its lofty targets. Now, let us delve into the current status of India's nuclear power. The country has a unique three-stage nuclear program, designed by Homi J. Bhabha, which is designed to eventually utilize India's vast thorium reserves. India has approximately 25% of the world's thorium reserves, totaling around 300,000 tons, making it the second largest in the world. This is the long-term rationale for India's unique nuclear doctrine. Building on this, the program involves three stages: pressurized heavy water reactors, fast breeder reactors, and finally, advanced heavy water reactors that use thorium. It is worth pausing here to note that India is also developing small nuclear reactors, such as the Bharat Small Reactors, which are 220 megawatt pressurized heavy water reactor type small modular reactors. These advancements are crucial for India's nuclear ambitions, including its target of reach ING 100 gigawatts of nuclear power by 2047. Remember this number, 100 gigawatts by 2047. This is a significant goal that reflects India's commitment to expanding its nuclear energy sector. Now, let us turn to the implications of the Shanti Act and India's nuclear targets. The chairperson of the Central Electricity Authority, Ghanashyam Prasad, has been at the forefront of announcing these plans, highlighting the importance of nuclear energy in India's future energy mix. Note this carefully, the Shanti Act marks a paradigm shift in India's nuclear governance, offering opportunities for private sector participation while also presenting risks that need to be managed. Moving on to what this means for your preparation, the Shanti Act and India's nuclear targets are highly relevant for both the prelims and mains exams. For prelims, key facts to remember include the full form of the Shanti Act, the legislation it replaces, the key change it brings by allowing private Indian companies into the nuclear sector, the current and target nuclear capacity, and the name of the CEA chairman. This is a favorite prelims fact. The Shanti Act allows private Indian companies to enter the nuclear power sector. For mains, questions could revolve around examining the opportunities and risks presented by the Shanti Act, as well as discussing India's three-stage nuclear program and its strategic rationale. So, what exactly changed with the Shanti Act, and how does it impact India's nuclear governance? These are the kinds of questions you should be prepared to analyze in depth. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Shanti Act's full form is Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India. It replaces the Atomic Energy Act of 1962 and the Civil Liability for Nuclear Damage Act of 2010. The key change it introduces is the allowance for private Indian companies to enter the nuclear power sector. India's current nuclear power capacity is 8.8 gigawatts, with a target of 100 gigawatts by 2047. The Central Electricity Authority Chairman, Ghanashyam Prasad, has announced these plans. The Bharat Small Reactor is a 220-megawatt pressurized heavy water reactor type small modular reactor. The Nuclear Power Corporation of India Ltd, or NPCIL, is a key player in India's nuclear energy sector. India's three-stage nuclear program involves pressurized heavy water reactors, fast breeder reactors, and advanced heavy water reactors that use thorium. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Understanding the Shanti Act, India's nuclear targets, and the three-stage nuclear program is crucial for both prelims and mains. It reflects India's energy policy, its strategic use of thorium reserves, and the legal and regulatory framework that governs the nuclear sector. In conclusion, India's ambitious target of achieving 100 gigawatts of nuclear power by 2047, backed by the Shanti Act, represents a significant shift in the country's energy policy, aiming to reduce dependence on fossil fuels and mitigate climate change, thereby playing a crucial role in India's sustainable development and energy security.